Welcome back to Bulldog Stadium. It is going to be the Sutherland Bulldogs kicking off to the Vikings to start this game. It is 7 p.m. here in Sutherland, Oregon, and you know what that means. Vikings football is just about to be underway. Back deep to return for the Vikings. It's going to be the sophomore Rowdy Thrall next to Tom Morgan, the explosive speedster senior. We saw Tom Morgan take one back to the end zone last week against the Trojans. Wouldn't be surprised if they kicked it opposite his direction. They go for an onside kick, opening the game and jumping on top of it, doing a good job, would be number 54, the Vikings. That's going to be Asher Shervin, the junior. And you could tell he was not ready for that one. He had his back turned to the kicker, ready to go block for whoever was the deep man.
Yeah, if the front five had already turned around, it's a good thing they kept their head on a swivel and were able to jump on that.
Heads-up play by Asher Shervin, and that's going to give the Vikings good, favorable field position here as they take over on the 45-yard, their own 45-yard line. Sutherland coming out, kind of throwing some wrenches early. Curious to see how many wrenches they throw out this evening. And the Vikings offense takes the field. They are in the huddle now and break that. It's going to be Jericho Lake in at quarterback to start. Dylan Gray is going to be the running back to his right. Bunch formation to the near side. One wide out to the far side. And Lake sends Morgan in motion, sends it back, and it's going to be an edge or end around to him. Looking for the edge. He's got the speed to do it. Good blocking out in front, and he is helped out of bounds. After about a 6-yard gain for Tom Morgan.
Yeah, it looked like number 70, Owen Burt. That's a name I haven't been a part of seeing very much. He had a good lead block going to get that edge.
Yeah, Owen Burt is as quiet as they get, but just does the little things right. Same thing with every sport he does, basketball, quiet guy down in the paint, fights for rebounds, and puts the ball back up. And he's the right tackle for this Vikings team. Lake out of the shotgun formation, two receivers from the near side, two to the far side. Gray in the backfield with him, looking to pass, looks left, forced outside of the pocket with pressure, throws the ball down the sideline. That's Jackson Chang, the intended receiver. Chang tries to high point it, but good defense from the Bulldogs, and that ball falls incomplete.
Yeah, tight coverage. I mean, that's a hard ball to catch regardless of where he put it. It was in a good spot, but couldn't come down with it.
Yeah, and Chang had his DB beat by a step or two, but Lake had to run and throw that ball off kind of a steady platform and just didn't put enough mustard behind it. As if he would have thrown it over the top of the DB, Chang would have been able to catch it in stride, but nonetheless, that's a tough throw to make. And it's going to be bunch formation to the far side for the Vikes. Caleb Gray, the receiver to the near side. Lake looking to pass to his left, rolling to his left. He throws it. That's going to be Bryce Franzoni caught over the seam. And really good gain on third and about four, 11 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter. Bryce Franzoni picks up. Ooh, we'll give him about 13 on that play.
That is a beautiful throw by Lake right up the seam. He had corners and linebackers all around him, but Lake threaded that needle and put it right where it needed to be.
And that's going to bring up a first set of downs. And you're correct. This Bulldog team likes to bring the pressure from all over the field. Trips formation to the near side, one back in the backfield, and Dylan Gray with Jericho Lake, the quarterback. One receiver to the far side. Lake claps for the ball, gets it, looking to throw to the flat, throws it to the flat. That's going to be Jackson Chang. And Jackson Chang does a good job. He had a lot of Bulldogs in his face. Just kind of hunkers over that football and protects that first and foremost and just kind of puts his nose down and gets some yardage there. So that's going to bring up a second and seven after a pickup of three from Chang.
Yeah, good coverage. You can't argue that a 3-yard gain. I mean, it's not a bad gain whatsoever. So on first down.
And I love protecting the football there with everything you got. So we'll call it a second and eight and a 2-yard gain for Chang. And trips formation to the far side. Bryce Franzoni to the near side. Dylan Gray in the backfield with Lake. And he's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Dylan Gray coming out, gets the edge. He's got the edge. He's tilted up on the sideline, and they're going to call him out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. That was close. That's why you see a lot of players wearing white cleats these days, because it's hard to decipher sideline from cleat when they're white, and Dylan Gray rocking the blue cleats this evening. But it was very close. They're going to call him out of bounds, though, at about the 12-yard line. But it was enough for a first down. Oh, my goodness. fresh set of downs.
Yeah, he walked that tightrope along the sideline, and I thought it looked pretty good, but they got closer to you than that.
Ball's going to be spotted on the 12-yard line, deep into Bulldogs territory. Blake's going to be out of the shotgun formation. Dylan Gray in the backfield with him. He's going to turn, look, roll to his left, looks to throw it the opposite way. Good pressure in his face, steps up, and a flag is thrown as Lake decides to tuck that ball and take off. Another flag thrown late after Lake was on the ground. So maybe offsetting here as we had a couple fans along the near side yelling for a holding. And
yeah, the first one I'd have to imagine is a hold.
Yeah, that's kind of a tough assignment when you think your quarterback's about to start throwing it to the end zone and decides to tuck it last second and run up field. Good heads-up play by Jericho Lake there. I just don't know if the offensive line was kind of on the same page there.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, I played left tackle, and the last thing you want to happen is to have your quarterback get sacked. So it's a tough spot to be when you're when he's taking off to maybe get a big run. But you're correct. It looks like penalties offset here.
And didn't see what the call was for the Bulldogs, but we saw it was a hold on the offense. And if you're Saisaw, you're counting your lucky stars there, because there's nothing worse than a first and 10 from the 10, or sorry, from the 11, 12-yard line. And now you're looking at a first and 20 from the 22. So deep sigh of relief for the Vikings as they break the huddle. First and 10 from about the 11-yard line, we'll call it. Bunch formation in the near side. Lake in the backfield sends a receiver out in motion. He's going to hand it. That's going to be Dylan Gray, but he's met quickly by number 51 for the Bulldogs.
That is Aiden Gonzalez, I think is how you pronounce it.
Yeah, it is, and he was one of the captains for this Bulldog team, and he comes up and puts good pressure on that defensive or offensive line, is able to break through and meet Dylan Gray at the line of scrimmage. So they're going to give him a gain of one on that. So it's going to bring up a second and 9 now. 8 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first quarter. Lake and the Vikings break the huddle. Going to be two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Dylan Gray in the backfield once again with Jericho Lake. And staggered step from Lake. He's going to look to throw, rolling to his right, and throws it just through the hands of Bryce Franzoni. Bryce Franzoni a little shaken up as he came down a little bit awkward. And the referees are going to go ahead and take a timeout to allow him to kind of regather himself. So we'll go ahead and do the same thing here on Coast Radio Sports. Ball game is tied. Vikings trying to drive on their first possession. 0-0, 8 minutes and 34 seconds left here in the first quarter. 8 minutes and 34 seconds left in the first quarter. Thanks for joining us on Coast Radio Sports. It is 0-0 in this ballgame. Vikings putting together a drive now. Ball's got spotted on the 11-yard line. 3rd and 9 for this Vikings offense. And it's going to be trips formation to the far side. Will Johnson checks in for the first time this evening. Lake out of the gun. He's going to roll to his left and just kind of steps up. His pressure was there in a hurry and didn't really have time to look downfield to see if any of his receivers were open as he kind of just tucks and turns. And
yeah, unfortunately, I was watching that secondary. He had a couple open options. It was just, you were right. I mean, they're sending a lot of guys here, and they're getting through.
So the Vikings look to be going for it here on 4th and 11, 4th and 12. And fans calling, watch the pass. That's probably what I would do on 4th and 12 would be throw the ball.
Yeah.
Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. And
gold count
gets them. You are correct. Michael Mason had a linebacker stepping up to try to step into the A-gap and kind of got a little jumpy, as well as a defensive lineman to his left. And that's going to give the Vikings a free 5 yards. So 4th and 12 goes to, yep, 4th and 7 now.
It's pretty funny. I was going to make the joke. Us linemen, back when I was in high school, we always said the cold count was about the most offensive play we could do as a lineman, because it was sheer will to not jump. And if the other guys did, you felt pretty good about it. So,
and you don't want to be that one guy in white right now that you see their tail end kind of pick up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Hit a lot of sleds for stuff like that.
And the Vikings break the huddle. Like I said, 4th down and 7 to go. Ball spotted on the 9-yard line. And we've got a timeout called by the Vikings, their first of the half. So we're going to go ahead and do the same thing. Stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports. 7 minutes and 49 seconds left on the clock here in the first quarter. Vikings start the game with the ball, putting together a methodical and long drawn out possession here. But now they're facing a 4th and 7 deep in the Bulldog territory. Ball spotted on the 9-yard line. Vikings break the huddle after the timeout. Bunch formation in the near side. One receiver to the far side. Blake calls for the ball, gets it. He's got a one-step fade back corner, and that ball is going to be well overthrown. Tom Morgan was the intended receiver, and I think he may have had just a little bit of pressure in his face and kind of forced him to throw it off his back foot a little uncomfortably.
Yeah, definitely, and I mean, that was definitely a designed play over there on the far side, the one-on-one, to try and just get a jump ball going.
And I'm kind of surprised the Vikings didn't come out and try to get him with the cold count once again and try to make that 4th and 2. But either way, the Vikings turn it over on downs on their first possession. Ball now spotted on the 9-yard line, deep in a Bulldog territory as the Bulldogs offense takes the field for the first time. And in at quarterback is going to be the freshman for this Bulldogs team. That's going to be Braxton Gary, and he's going to turn, hand it up the middle. And a good head of steam on that ball carrier. He is stood up by Will Johnson. And that ball carrier was, in fact, 25.
That's Tucker Mack.
Tucker Mack, the senior. And it's him or 22, Eden Cardoza, and both of them have very similar builds. So.
Yeah, you weren't kidding about hard running. I mean, he hit 3 of the Vikings and never went down. They ended up just blowing the whistle. They never even got him to the ground.
7 minutes and 10 seconds left. 2nd and 6 for the Bulldogs. And it's going to be Gary under center now. Wing T formation sends a receiver in motion. They're going to hand it to the near side. He's got a good hole and is slung down by his ankles. On that tackle was number 21 for the Vikings. And that's the number that I always have wrong on my roster. I believe that was Leighton Wiebelk. It was. And that was enough, though, for a first down for the Bulldogs. Break the huddle. Ball spotted on their 25-yard line. Wing T formation is going to hand it up the middle again. Good blocking out of front. And one of the keys to success for the Vikings tonight is going to be getting hats on that football. And not just one of them, but a lot of them. As we saw just there, and what do you know, it's one of the shorter gains just so far for the Bulldogs. They pick up 2.5-3 yards there.
Yeah, the key for the wing T defense, from what I remember, I mean, you have to collapse the middle. You have to try and make these guys go outside, and then you have your guys on the outside protecting the flat because there's so much that can happen on the inside.
And the guards pull pretty much every play where the ball is going, so try to trust the guards and where they're going. As they're looking to pass here, it's a design screen, and that ball is going to be complete. It was almost batted down at the line of scrimmage. A couple of flags come in here very late, as both teams were already headed back to their
very late flag.
And I think they're going to go ahead and say it was an ineligible receiver, as I think an offensive lineman caught it, but I think that ball was tipped. So once that ball's tipped, it's a live ball for anybody on the football field to catch, including an offensive lineman. Good hands by the big man up front. Didn't see who caught it. And the Bulldogs and their fans both giving their best case that ball was tipped. And referees really talking this thing over. And that's what you want to see out of refs, is getting together, making sure whoever had eyes on that ball saw it correctly. And they're going to go ahead and, yep, they're going to call it. And illegal touching is called as they're now going to mark this thing back 5 yards. And I won't argue it. They have much better eyes on that football than we do up here in the crowd.
Yeah, and I had a pull right in the way. I didn't see the tip, but we got a lot of fans yelling for it here.
And 3rd and 11 now. That's a big 5 yards. And come out in the wing T formation. Gary's going to be under center. He's going to turn, pitch it. That's going to be Cardoza around the edge. Good blocking in front of him. And he is brought down by a couple of Vikings there. That was Rowdy Thrall and number 52 for the Vikings, Noah Gonzalez, the senior.
Not enough for a first down.
And they're going to be facing a fourth down now as they get, we'll call that, about 8, maybe 9 yards on 3rd and 11. And the offense is going to stay on the field for the Bulldogs. So 4th and 3 here, ball on their own 33-yard line. And Gary's coming out under center, two backs in the backfield, sends one receiver in motion to the near side. And they're just going to try to get the Vikings to jump off sides. They're going to turn, hand it up the middle, and that's going to be brought down.
That is perfect.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't jump on the cold count, and then you stuff them. I mean, you can't do anything better.
And the Vikings just stacked the box there. They had about 7 guys on that defensive line and did a great job of filling every gap and just driving until they brought down that ball carrier. I believe it was Cardoza on the carry. And they're going to mark him. I think that was about a yard loss.
Yep.
And in on that tackle, first Viking I saw, Jackson Chang, and we talked about him a lot on the point after and just how much Coach Sam Johnson loved his hard work and the dedication that he's put into this Vikings team for the last 4 years.
Huge shout out to Nick. That was a beautiful defense call there.
Yes, it was. Vikings now take over on offense after the turnover on downs. Ball spotted on the 34-yard line. Lake and the Vikings take the field. Lake looking to pass down the left sideline. He's got a receiver, and that is just going to be thrown over the head just barely. That was Caleb Gray, the intended receiver. He had Gray there. And it just looks like Lake is a little bit unsettled with the pressure that's been brought so far by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I don't know if Sayusov still does the spaghetti feeds, but he might have had a little bit too much protein in it. He needs to kind of chill that arm power back.
Yeah. I mean, you'd much rather an overthrow in that situation than underthrown.
Right,
an underthrow there would have been pretty much a guaranteed interception. And a good route by Caleb Gray there. Vikings break the huddle. Trips formation to the far side. Will Johnson in tight that side. And Caleb Gray to the near side. Dylan Gray in the backfield with Jericho Lake. Lake turns. He's going to hand it to, that's going to be Dylan Gray up the near side. And he is flung down by the Bulldogs there. Number 15 with a really good tackle. That's Colin Ganger. The sophomore did a good job of just getting in the backfield and holding on to Dylan Gray's ankles until he couldn't move anymore.
And I wrapped him up and did the old alligator roll. I mean, that's what they see. It's just textbook.
That it is. And Lake gets the call from the far sideline. And his head coach, Sam Johnson, 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first quarter. 0-0 is our score. And 3rd and 13, the Vikings face here. After that 3-yard loss on 2nd and 10, Vikings break the huddle, trips formation to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Lake, staggered step, and he gets the ball. He's looking to pass, looks right, looks left, throws it. That's going to be left. Tom Morgan catches it in stride and gets enough for a first down. Holy cow, what a good catch by Tom Morgan. That ball was just thrown out a little high and a little ahead of Tom Morgan. Looks like he just got a hand on it. And
yeah,
kind of pulled it in.
Yeah, design wide receiver screen. Usually you see the quarterbacks drop back a few steps and then just throw it out there. That was kind of a delayed pass to him, but I think he got pressure. But they both did a great job of capitalizing on it.
So on 3rd and 13, the Vikings pick up 15 and get themselves a fresh set of downs. Ball's going to be spotted on the 22-yard line. 1st and 10, Lake is now under center for the first time this evening. Two backs in the backfield and Dylan Gray and Jackson Chang.
Going to cold count him again.
Two tight ends in tight, one receiver to the far side. And he's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Dylan Gray. And stood up after a couple of yards that he gained and slung backwards after the whistle. And they're going to give him 2 yards on that. Colin Barnett was a good 15 yards downfield, ready to take on the safety head on there. I don't know if he chipped the linebacker enough before he got there, and the linebacker was able to step up and make a play there. So they're going to give him a couple extra yards now. So they're going to say pick up a 4 instead of 2. So 2nd and 6 for the Vikings, 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. And it's a 0-0 ball game as both teams have had a turnover on downs early in this one. Vikings have 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far side. Tom Morgan goes in motion to the far side. He's going to turn. It's going to be a jet sweep, looking for blocking out in front of him. Tries to get the edge. They're going to go ahead and throw a flag. And I believe they got Jacob Mann for a hold there as they're talking to him. And Jacob Mann, she's such a respectful kid. They throw a flag, go up and talk to him, and he taps the ref on the back out of recognition that he hears him. And been around Jacob Mann enough to know that his mannerism is just such a respectful kid. And they're going to call a hold on the Vikings. So now a second and six turns into a second and, we'll see where they marked it, because it's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And they're going to say second and 16 now. As crowd gets into it here, once again, we are in the bleachers in Bulldog territory, trying to keep our voices down tonight, as we learned pretty quickly last week against the Douglas Trojans. Probably don't want to be yelling. And bunch formation to the far side. Two receivers to the near side in tight. Will Johnson comes to the backfield, runs out to the flat. Lake looks. He's going to be throwing to the right. And he's got a receiver. That's going to be Tom Morgan hand fighting. And that thing's going to fall incomplete. I believe they're going to call it pass interference, but they also, I believe, got Will Johnson on an illegal shift there as he looked to be turning upfield prior to that snap. And that's right where the first flag came out. So I believe these are going to be offsetting here, which is just a punch in the gut for the Vikings, as that would have given them a fresh set of downs. And that's what it is going to happen. Illegal motion against the Vikings and a pass interference against the Bulldogs. So those two are going to once again offset each other.
Yeah.
And
defensive ball game so far tonight.
Yeah, 2 minutes and 6 seconds left. 0-0 is the score. Like I said, if you're just tuning in, both teams have had possession once. Vikings have the ball for the second time this evening. But both teams have gone on to have a turnover on down. Vikings have the ball in Bulldog territory. Ball spotted on about the 27-yard line. Trips formation to the near side. Lake gets the snap. He's going to turn. That's going to be Gray up the middle. He's got good blocking out in front. And gets back to about the original line of scrimmage. So second and 16 turns into a, we'll give them a third and 10 now, which is third and 9, we'll call it.
Yeah, the middle linebacker, Aiden Gonsalves. Gonsalves. Didn't grab him there. That was a touchdown.
100%. But you know, the Vikings have already been in this exact situation, decided to go for it on fourth down. So they're not thinking of, I mean, they'd like to get all 9 yards here in one play, but you know they're dialing up two in their heads if they need it.
Yeah, four down territory here.
Third and 8. Trips formation to the near side. Lake in the back in the gun with Dylan Gray, kind of trying to get a cold count. We're going to go ahead and get a timeout, and that timeout's taken by the Vikings. They're second so far this evening. A minute and 10 seconds left in the first quarter. 0-0 is the score. You're listening here on Coast Radio Sports. Stay with us, and we'll be back right after this break from our sponsors. Welcome back to Sutherland, Oregon. It is a beautiful night here this evening. It is a pink out in the bleachers here on our side in Bulldog territory, as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the Vikings break the huddle. This is a big down here. Third and 8. Ball spotted on the 20-yard line in Bulldog territory. Neither team able to score so far this evening, as we got zeros on the clock. And it's going to be trips formation of the near side. Tom Morgan, the sole receiver, to the far side. And Dylan Gray in the backfield with Lake. And Lake gets the snap. He's going to roll to his right, looking to his right, throws to his right. He's got Will Johnson over the top. Will with the toe tap.
I think he got him down.
Oh, my goodness. He got him. They're going to call him out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. That was...
Once again, as close as it gets. I mean, I said it once before in a previous game. High school doesn't have replay, so.
No, I believe he got 1 foot in, which is what you need at the high school level, and it didn't look all too close to me, Michael.
I know for sure it was at least one.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be interesting to go back on film, but Will Johnson did a really good job of high-pointing it and kind of turning his body to give himself the best chance. Either way, it's going to be fourth and 8 now, and the Vikings offense elects to stay on the field. Two backs in the backfield. The Lake's going to be under center this time. Two tight ends in tight. Tom Morgan in the near side, spread out wide. He's going to turn. He's going to fake the handoff. That's going to be the intended receiver. Will Johnson, he catches it, and he turns upfield. He's going to be knocked out of bounds just shy of the goal line. Vikings get more than enough for the first down there on fourth and 8, and they're going to mark him out of bounds at the 2-yard line. And Jericho Lake took a shot as he threw that ball.
Yeah, he did. And his feet stayed planted, and it was a perfect throw. I was going to say I saw Will Johnson in the backfield there, and I was thinking belly, but maybe that was the draw if they wanted the team to think that.
And Vikings, I was a little bit surprised to see them come out under center, as since Lake has been the quarterback, they do a lot of spread offense and very little veer. But I bet they stick to the veer, the bread and butter here on the 2-yard line. First and goal from the 2-yard line. 49 seconds left in the first quarter. 0-0 is the score. Blake's under center. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Dylan Gray with a head of steam and a good blocking out in front of him. They're going to call him in for a touchdown. Vikings go out in front 6-0 here in the first quarter. 45 seconds left on the clock. And a good push on that offensive line there on that right side there, Mike.
Yeah, what a great morale boost, just the whole drive in general. I mean, they kept going back and in some unthinkable situations that you don't think you capitalize on, and they ended up doing it. So a lot of things happened to boost their morale and their confidence going forward.
And that 4th and 8 was one of those plays, most definitely. And the offense staying on the field to try to get a 2-point conversion now. Lake under center, Chang and Gray in the backfield. And he's going to turn. That's going to be Jackson Chang. He's got good blocking out in front. Kind of just stood up right before he gets to that goal line. And good legs turning out of Jackson Chang there. But the Bulldogs do a good job of sniffing that one out and stopping him short of the goal line. So the Vikings go out front 6-0 here in Sutherland, Oregon. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports. We'll be back from word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Sutherland, Oregon. Vikings just jumped out in front 6-0. Had a big play on 4th and 8. Will Johnson was found and was able to get a first down and more as he was knocked out of bounds at the 2-yard line. And then on that following play, Dylan Gray does a good job of punching it in on that right side with the belly right. And a great job by that offensive line to just get the push needed to get him in the end zone. So the Vikings out in front, 6-0, 45 seconds left here in the first quarter. Will Johnson on to kickoff, kind of a pooch kick right in the middle of the field. Caught on the fly on the 30-yard line. Good move by the return man, and he's still on his feet. Took a couple shots there on the return for the Bulldogs. Was number 3, and that's going to be Gage McMahon. Doing a good job of making people miss.
Yeah, Jake Mann came in with a big shot to finally get him to the ground. I was going to say, too, Ryan, on that last drive, I mean, they had a 3rd and 16 as well to crawl back from. So
yeah, that's a couple big plays that just can be a punch to the gut if you're on defense. You know, you 3rd and 16 and then get stop them for a 4th and 8, and they convert. And the Bulldogs come out, two backs in the backfield. In at quarterback still is going to be Gaged. And receiver comes to the near side. Two receivers out wide. He's going to turn, pitch it. That's going to be good blocking out in front. That's going to be number 22. And on that carry for
Eden Cardoza,
the Bulldogs is Eden Cardoza. And a little bit slimmer running back of the two. And he had good blocking out in front of him. Vikings did a good job stepping in front of him, but Cardoza just kind of sidestepped the would-be tackler and picked up more than a first down. So now the Vikings have the ball in their territory for the first time this evening on defense. Ball spotted on the 45-yard line. Gage and this offense break the huddle. Wing T formation. Receiver goes to the near far side in motion. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Cardoza up the middle, and he is gone. 45-yard touchdown. That's number 25 for the Bulldogs. Sorry, Tucker Mack. And the Bulldogs strike back in a hurry, took over on offense with 45 seconds left, and score with 21 seconds left on the clock, took 3 plays out of their offense to drive the distance there and punch it in for 6.
Now, unfortunately, I think that's going to be the battle tonight. You have the wing T where you're almost guaranteed a run out of, and they're coming out in a spread this drive. I mean, you have to think Sayusaw thinks pass first, right? And then they break off a big run play. It's just a battle they're going to have to fight back and forth all night.
And Aiden Gonsalves on to kick the PAT. Good snap, good hold, almost blocked. I believe they're going to say Will Johnson was offsides on that. Will Johnson really good at timing that. Almost overshot the block. The ball looked like it was kind of behind him.
Yeah, he got there before the ball came out.
And that's going to give the Bulldogs the lead now. 7-6 as the refs talk that thing over. So Vikings are going to be taking over on offense. We're going to come back after this break for that. But the Bulldogs go out in front 7-6 with 21 seconds left here on the first quarter. Stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports. And we are back. It is no longer 7-6, as I believe the Bulldogs elected to try to go for two now after it gets half the distance to the goal. Ball is going to be spotted on the 1.5-yard line. Bulldogs looking to go out in front by two here. 6-6 is the score after Tucker Mack takes it from 45 yards out up the middle. Great blocking out in front of him, and is just able to turn on the afterburners past the secondary of the likes.
Yeah, you have to think they want to collapse that middle and still be wary of the outsides here.
And Braxton Gary, still in a quarterback, the freshman for the Bulldogs. He's going to be under center, two backs in the backfield lined up behind him, and he's going to turn, pitch it to the near side. That's Tucker Mack looking for a block, patient running out of him, and able to stay on his feet as he crosses the goal line. Bulldogs now out in front of the Vikings, 8-6, so jumping offside cost the Vikings a point, but we'll go ahead and keep it here, Mike, as we just took a break, and that's what the wing tee will do. We were just talking about it. It'll lull you to sleep. You know, those short 3-4 yard runs back to back to back to back, and then all of a sudden you're kind of on your heels there in the secondary as the running back's burning himself past you.
Yeah, and right there, I mean, you can see this. It's so tough because all you want to do as a defensive coordinator is stack the box because you have about three different interior run plays that can happen, but it just takes one fake, two fake, and then you toss it outside, and you just got to hope your guys stay vigilant on the outside. But I mean, like you said, you got to stay on your toes the whole game. I remember it from when I played. It was just a matter of being able to stay in it, keep your head on a swivel, and just keep hitting as hard as you can.
I think if Dr. Seuss were to write a book on football, it'd be about the wing tee, and it'd be called one fake, two fake, like you just said.
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs now on to kick off. Ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Back deep to return for the Vikings, Rowdy Thrall and Tom Morgan, and they are side by side just to kind of throw off the kicker here, and that's Cardoza, and comes up and boots it. Another onside kick that's going to be going past Owen Burt. That ball's up in the air, and Jericho Lake does a good job of high pointing it. Owen Burt kind of just sat and watched that ball go past him, and I just think you're so not used to seeing the ball come your way. And
yeah,
at least he went and picked up a man and blocked him and gave Jericho Lake enough time to go up and get that, come down with it. So the ball is going to be spotted now on the 40-yard line in Viking territory as the Vikings offense takes over again, down 8-6 with 18 seconds left in this first quarter.
I've said it once before. You got to love high school football. I mean, you have your star running back kicking it. You have your quarterback in on hands team. I mean,
yeah, your best defensive lineman / linebacker kicking as well.
Yeah.
A lot of jack of all trades at the high school level. It's going to be bunch formation to the far side for the Vikings. One receiver to the near side sends Gray in motion to the far side. He's going to turn. That's going to be end around, looking for a head of steam and blocking out in front of him. Patiently turns it upfield, and good second effort there by Caleb Gray.
That was a great run, yeah.
He's going to pick up about 14 yards on first and 10, so that's going to give the Vikings a fresh set of downs, and very patient running there for Caleb Gray.
Yeah, patient, but still, I mean, he didn't wait for his lead blockers. He saw a gap, and he shot it, and I mean, it was able to get him another 8-9 yards there.
Yeah, there's patient running, and then there's too patient of running, and Gray did a good job of waiting for blocks to kind of get where they needed to be, and then didn't let them sit there too long, decided to just, like you said, kind of punch through that gap and was able to get a 14-yard gain on first and 10. So that's going to take us, though, to the end of the first quarter here, 12 minutes on the clock. We'll go ahead and keep it here, though. And they nifty for the chain gang. That ball spotted at the 50-yard line. They don't have to really move other than just flop which way they're going.
Yeah.
Oh, now they are making the other team move. So first and 10 for the Vikings. Ball is going to be spotted, you know, on the 45-yard line in Bulldog territory now. And that ball has been in Bulldog territory a lot of this evening so far.
Yeah, I mean, with the design kicks they're doing, I mean, two different kind of completely different kicks. But, you know, if you don't recover it, that's the penalty you take. I mean, you leave the other team in a pretty good field position.
I just think they saw Tom Morgan house one within the matter of seconds last week against the Bulldogs. And against the Trojans, and would rather just attempt an onside kick. And if you get the ball, awesome. And if not, you're not allowing the ball to be in Tom Morgan's hands.
Yep.
And the Vikings break the huddle now. Trips formation to the far side. One receiver to the near side and Caleb Gray. Dylan Gray is twin brother in the backfield with Jericho Lake. Lake turns. He's going to fake the handoff to Gray. He's going to throw it. That's going to be Bryce Brandoni catching it in the flat. Waiting for Falk to be out in front of him. Makes a move to the inside. Cuts up field. And a good gain by Bryce Brandoni. The Viking receiver who was targeted four times on that game-winning possession last week for the Vikings against the Trojans. And his sure hands go wide just there.
Yeah, what a great move at the line of scrimmage. I mean, he had two Bulldogs in his face. Just a couple moves to get him, what, 8 yards there.
Yep, so second and two there. But you're right, most tight ends, Bryce Brandoni's size at this age, you just want to see him get the ball and try to get north and south. Brandoni does a step to the inside, but that springs him free for 8 yards if he would have been stuck at the line of scrimmage there. Vikings break the huddle. And it's going to be Lake looking to pass once again. Looks to his left, stepped up, pressure in his face. Tucks the ball and cuts up field as he is brought down by three Bulldogs there. And boy, does this Vikings offensive line have their hands full this evening.
That's a fact. And that's a great heads-up play by Lake.
Yeah.
Run and just make something out of what looked like a big loss at first.
Yeah, and instead of forcing that ball downfield and putting it in the harm's way, you'd much rather take a yard and instead of it falling incomplete or being intercepted. And obviously, he's got great receivers, but that would have been a testy throw, that's for sure.
Right.
So third and one now, 10 and a half minutes on the clock here in the second quarter. Vikes come out in a bunch formation to the far side. Blake's going to be out of the gun once again. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Will Johnson up the middle, cutting back right forth, breaks a tackle, puts his shoulder through a Bulldog. And he's going to be brought down after picking up about, we'll give him 10 yards on that third and one. So a fresh set of downs for the Vikings. That was Will Johnson's first carry of the night. He's been targeted a couple times so far this evening, but hasn't had the ball in his hands on the ground yet until that play, and he takes advantage of it.
Yeah, what a great run. He's fun to watch, isn't he?
So much fun, both offensively, defensively, and special teams-wise. And he's in the backfield once again for the Vikings. Bunch formation to the far side. It's Brandoni, Chang, and Gray to the far side. Tom Morgan to the near side. He's going to turn. It's going to be Will Johnson again. Sticks the hand in the face of the defensive end. And a flag thrown down late as Will Johnson went for the stiff arm. I don't know if they're going to say he got his fingers wrapped around the face mask there of the defensive end for the Bulldogs. But
either that or the Bulldog players seem. Yep. Okay.
And a hold against the Vikings, their third of the evening. Luckily, a couple of those, we'll see. Could be a hold, could be, usually they will call a personal foul before a face mask. So they will be a hold there as they mark that thing back 10 yards. So first and 10 with a fresh set of downs from the 25-yard line. Now is a first and 20 from the 35-yard line. And boy, does that just make your head coach just want to scream.
Yeah, they got to do something here.
So two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Blake comes out. He's going to be looking to pass, steps up in the pocket. Good pressure in his face, but he's going to throw it. Speed up the seam. Tom Morgan hit in stride, and they say you're going to try to hit your receiver in the numbers, and that's just what he did, right between the numbers and the face mask of Tom Morgan. And Tom Morgan does a good job of getting out in space, finding an opening there, and just kind of sitting there as Lake hits him in stride.
What great patience by Lake, too, to keep his eyes downfield, let his receivers get open, take a couple steps forward, and pop it right in his jersey.
Pick up a 13 for the Vikings, so now a second and seven, which is huge on that first and 20. And the Vikings come out. It's going to be Lake under center once again. In the backfield, it's going to be Will Johnson and Jackson Chang. Two tight ends in tight for the Vikings. Again, turn, hand it. It's going to be Will Johnson up the left side. Breaks the tackle. Fumbles the football. And that ball is picked up by Caleb Gray. Holy cow. What are they going to call here, Michael?
That's a touchdown.
My goodness. I was going to say Will Johnson definitely fumbled that ball. He hit it, fumbled it on first contact. And That ball was recovered by a Viking who had never had possession, and that ball just popped like 8 yards downfield, and Caleb Gray jumped on top and took it to the house.
It happens all the time. You jump on the ball right in your chest plate, and it'll just spit out. I can't imagine they call that down.
It'll spit out and knock the wind out of you. I definitely saw the ball coming out of Johnson's hands on first contact.
No, it definitely was a fumble on Johnson.
And they are, in fact, going to call it a touchdown. Yep. So some groans out of the crowd here in front of us, but it is the right call, whether you like it or not. Easy for us to say on the receiving side for the Vikings, though, but yeah. Vikings jump out in front now after the chaotic play, 12-8, and the offense is going to stay on the field for the two-point conversion. And it's going to be under center for Lake, two backs in the backfield, and the Vikings just jump off side or false start. And I believe Owen Burt's pointing at a defensive lineman like he kind of triggered him to go. And they're going to call it a false start nonetheless.